This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's see if we can pad our bank accounts tonight and maybe win some money on Major League Baseball. So we're going to start just up the road in Charm City, where the O's are hosting the Twins. The O's -165 on the money line. The Twins are +140, total set at 8. Chris Paddock getting the call for the Twinkies, while G-Rod gets the call for the Orioles. Grayson Rodriguez. Nick, I know you're more of a basketball guy than a baseball guy, so if you don't have plays on all these games, I'm normally dealing with baseball Chelsea. Chelsea, well, it's not completely true, but she loves her baseball, so we do a lot of baseball here in the show. Do you have a pick, Orioles Twins, today in Charm City?
Yeah, I do like the Orioles. The Orioles got to score, though. They're 9-1 in games where they score at least eight, where they have at least eight or more hits. Not when they score eight or more runs, when they have eight or more hits. Like, we know this Orioles team is. I love the Orioles, man. Like, this is a team this year that I've really bought into. Like, I understand that they're young, but the overachieving. I'd not argue that they overachieved last year, given what the expectations were, given what the talent was, given what the roster was, and then what you actually got in terms of results. So now the expectations are certainly higher with Baltimore this year. But look, this is a team that's still really, really young. And they play every single game. Like, there's a level of confidence that's there from these guys, but at the same time, a low level of pressure, if that makes sense, right? I think you're kind of in that spot where people just, they're the lovable Orioles. A lot of young talent. They keep calling up just great young players. It's like every time you turn around, you look and the Orioles are calling up the next great prospect that they have, and you go, oh, like, they're actually a well-run organization now. So, you know, day in and day out, night in and night out, I look at the Orioles as a team that I certainly like to take. I think they're -170, give or take, depending on where you're shopping on the money line. I'd probably take that. I mean, you talk baseball money lines, and you're starting to get to the point where there's a lot of juice, and I don't like paying all that juice. But I love the Orioles in this game. It just in general, the Orioles are a team that, on a regular basis, when I'm betting baseball, again, it's very small this early in the season until the NBA season and the NFL draft wraps up. But that is one of those few teams that I will look at and be confident in that bet night in and night out.
Yeah, if ever you can get the Orioles at a good price, at a decent price, at a palatable price, they're always worth taking because they are that good and they are that young, and they're only going to get better. Grayson Rodriguez is a perfect example of a guy where last year he was really struggling and was allowing a lot of hard contact, and then they sent him down to AAA. He got right, and now he is on his way to becoming not necessarily the ace of that staff because Corbin Burns is the guy, but G-Rod, only 24 years old, is going to be that guy. I think I'm going to go with the first five under 4.5 at -125. And when you look through his performance thus far this season, even really going back to last year, he's been unbelievable. In 18 innings this year, G-Rod has allowed only 5 earned runs. On the flip side, Chris Paddock has been pretty surprising. Very good against two dangerous lineups, wins against the Dodgers and the Brewers. It makes me a little bit nervous with those O's bats, but I'm going to go first five under 4.5 at -125. Braves at the Astros today. Braves -115, Astros -105, essentially a coin flip. Oh, look at this total. It is 10. Why? Ronaldo Lopez going for the Bravos and Hunter Brown getting the call for the Astros. I have to say, I think I'm going to go over 10 here. I don't know if I want to bet it. It's crazy high.
Yep.
But Hunter Brown, this poor guy, over his last 2 starts, he's given up 14 runs in 3 2/3 innings. That is terrible. Ronaldo Lopez, surprisingly good, but who has he faced thus far? He's faced the Mets. He's faced the White Sox, 2 teams that do not hit the ball. We're talking about how awful the White Sox are and will continue to be. The Mets, as far as hitting the ball, not far behind. So neither of these bullpens inspire a lot of confidence. We saw Josh Hader get absolutely destroyed last night for the Astros. I think I'm going to go over 10.
This is a game where even though you have a high total, you feel kind of comfortable taking that. And think about it too. Houston and Atlanta both are teams that have 2 of the highest on-base percentages in Major League Baseball. So these are a lot of teams that they can score runs. There's a reason why that total is set where it is. You know, it's funny, like the Astros are a team, right? They're 6-12 right now, 4-7 at home straight up. But like
Yeah.
It's a 162-game schedule. The Astros had a slow start last year. Jose Altuve was hurt even last year. This year, you've obviously got him. He's got five home runs. Like, this is somebody that has at least contributed to the lineup early on this year. I just, no matter what, even what the Astros record is, what it is here, what it was at the beginning of last season, you look at them and you know they're more talented. You know they are what they are. You know that there's any game. It's like fading a superstar in the NBA and taking the under on, like, their points because they've struggled over, like, two or three games, like Nikola Jokic. Just these people that are like, yeah, take the under on Jokic points. I'm like, why?
Right.
There's any game where he could just burst out and get you 35 and a triple-double. So you have to respect what's actually there versus what you're seeing in the small sample size. I do love the over in this game, and even though the Astros are kind of what they are at the beginning of the season right now, I just, you look at them and say they've been outscored by 17 runs over their last 10 games.
Yeah.
So what? The Astros could turn this thing around in a second, but I do like the over. I think that's the one spot. If I were to take a side in this, I would take Atlanta over the Astros, but I think this is a high scoring game.
I think so too. So let's lean Overton and Houston. All right. What else do we have on the card today? I think this is making the card for me. Angels at the Rays. Rays are -150 on the money line. The Angels are +125. Your total set at 8. Jose Soriano getting the call for the Halos. It's Aaron Civale going for the Rays. I think I'm going first five money line for Tampa for a couple reasons. Number one, you want no part of that Rays bullpen. This is the same bullpen that gave up, what, 5 runs to the Halos last night in Tampa. But the Angels are also terrible at the bullpen as well. 5th worst bullpen in Major League Baseball. Tampa with a massive advantage with Aaron Civale on the mound. He's given up 4 earned over 17 innings this season. And he's coming off a win against these very same Angels just 5 days ago. I expect a repeat performance here. Jose Soriano has done nothing this season. ERA over 6. Let's go Rays first 5 money line. You can find it at -148. Nick, I don't know how you feel about laying the juice, if you like it a juice. But for me, once I get around 150, I'll dip my toe into 160 from time to time. But once we get too juicy, and it's different too if you're betting money lines in baseball or money lines in hockey, you tend to see, even experts, I see some guys and they'll say like -200 is good value. I don't necessarily believe that. Where do you draw the line when it comes to money line minus money?
You're hitting about -170, -175, where I'm like, nope, that's it. That's enough. It's too expensive. I'm not laying the juice in that. And baseball is really one of the only sports where I'm willing to do it. Like, I won't do that in the NBA. I'd rather take spreads or I take props. If you're looking at baseball, I feel like a lot of people kind of have this mindset, right? Where you're just going to go because it's such a long season, maybe. Early on, you want to take something you feel like is a little bit more of a guarantee as you get to know what these teams look like as time goes on. But you're hitting about 170, -175 in that range, where I'm kind of going, that's about as far as I'm going to go at this point.
Yeah. No, I'm sort of the same way. And I'm trying to get a little bit better about looking at value relatively, because I do see, I always tell people that I am no expert. What I do is I do my own handicapping, of course, but I will look at what other people who I deem better than I am at handicapping and what they like or the way they play, because I feel like I can always learn. And sometimes you will see people that are very respected bettors. So they'll say, look, this might be -180, -185, but I make the number -230. So there's actually value there. It makes me nervous because, again, that's a lot of money to lay down. But sometimes if you find the right value, maybe it is worth playing. Just a little bit about it.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.